David Morgan was elected to head the ECSO in 2008 after defeating incumbent Ron McNesby in the Republican primary and Democrat Larry Scapecci in the general election. There's no term limit for sheriffs in Florida, but Morgan feels that for him, it's time to leave after a dozen years.
I've never been one to think you should stay too long in an elected office. I think that's what causes so many of the problems that we have today. You can forget that the office doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the people. And so it's time to take a break, kind of let batteries recharge and see what life has in store for me.
6 months after taking office in 2009, Bird and Melanie Billings were murdered at their home in Beulah. None of the 10 special needs children were harmed in the attack, which gained worldwide attention.
We had one time 9 satellite trucks parked out in the parking lot of the sheriff's office. You know, your day started at about 4 a.m. and you did briefings for every news agency and then interviews at night, and then you had to stay and get updated on the case, and you had to assure the community that we were on top of it.
Another incident drawing global attention was last December when a Royal Saudi Air Force officer shot and killed 3 U.S. Navy students and wounded 8 others aboard NAS Pensacola before being shot to death by Escambia County deputies. And Morgan reminds us there have been others.
Of course, you remember the Hartung case, Blue Moon murders, Bonnie and Clyde that came down out of Missouri, and we had the Boyette slayings. And so, you know, we've talked many times here that it's almost like Escambia County, this Twilight Zone vortex. Anything happens throughout the world, is for some reason they tend to end up in Florida, and so many times they end up in Escambia County.
Another landmark for the ECSO under Morgan's tenure is the shift of the Escambia County Jail from the Sheriff's Office to the County Commission. The outgoing sheriff said at the time that was a huge weight off his shoulders.
I spent probably 60 to 65% of my daily workday working and fixing jail issues. 75% of your lawsuits come from the jail, medical health issues, suicides, etc. And in addition to that, oh, by the way, you need to provide law enforcement for the citizens of Escambia County.
David Morgan appears to be among the first, if not the first, sheriff who has been heavily involved in working with Escambia County's communities of color.
We campaigned for 26 months before the 2008 election, and much of that time was spent starting to build bridges in the minority community through the churches and through recognized civil rights organizations.
That included the development of a friendship between Morgan and one of Pensacola's most prominent civil rights leaders at the time, Movement for Change founder Leroy Boyd, who died in 2010.
We got at ground level, literally, with the citizens, discussing the issues, the things that they needed, the training that the department was deficient in, and what is it that we can do to respond to those needs in our minority community. You know, we were very sincere about it.
But Morgan concedes that despite the amount of progress that's been made, and that depends on who you ask, much remains to be done. 12 years can be an eternity in law enforcement in areas such as technology, training, and procedures. One area Morgan embraced reluctantly was reaccreditation by the state.
That means we have all these standards that we train to now. They're recognized throughout the state. There's also a national recognition, and that includes me as the sheriff. When we have an incident, people say, why did you handle this situation this way? You say, this is what's been recognized through the process of the court system, through state attorney's offices, and our accreditation.
Sheriff-elect Chip Simmons, who takes office next month, is planning to issue body cameras to deputies, as he did as Pensacola police chief. But Morgan contends the data he's seen do not support their use by the ECSO.
What you get is 99% of the time showing officers doing what officers are supposed to do. It's also not so much for other states who don't have our public records laws, but in Florida, it is tremendously expensive to have body cameras on all your officers because of the storage issue.
Simmons, currently chief deputy, defeated another former Pensacola police chief, David Alexander, with 63% of the vote. There is speculation that Morgan hired Simmons in part to have him run in hopes of succeeding him. Morgan confirms.
Yes. Chief Simmons knew that I was going to leave. We talked about hiring him over here, give him 4 years to kind of get his feet on the ground and see the differences between a sheriff's office and a police department, which I can tell you there are significant differences between the two. I can't pass this office on to anyone. It's not my office to give. It belongs, obviously, to the people.
As the Simmons administration takes the reins, What's next for David Morgan?
I'm at a point in my life now that I have options. I don't have to get up and go to work if I choose not to. If I want to live life within reason, I should say. You know, the future holds some time for reflection and get caught up on those great books that I love reading and a little bit of travel, possibly.
And Morgan is not ruling out a run for another elected office, but says for him to do that, he would need the unequivocal backing of his family. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.